Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down and visit with Fiona Prine. She joined us on our studio hotline from her sister's home in Portugal. She shared some wonderful memories of her husband, the late, great John Prine. John was recently named Poet Laureate of the state of Illinois. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Fiona Prine.
After Grandpa died, Grandpa was a carpenter. He built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
John Prine, you're on 650 AM WSM, of whom Bob Dylan once said, Midwestern mind trips to the nth degree. We just went on one there. Fiona Prine joins us this morning on 650 AM WSM, and our first opportunity to visit with her since John's passing on April 7th, complications of COVID-19. Welcome from the beautiful coast of Portugal, I'm told, this morning.
Yes. Good morning, Bill. I'm so happy to be with you.
So where does this Irish girl meet this Midwestern mind to the nth degree that Bob Dylan? Let's talk about the two of you and your journey and your story and true love affair.
Well, we met in Dublin in 1988. Seems like so many moons ago. I worked at a recording studio over there, and John was in town to perform at the opening of a big new venue, and it was a what you might call now an Americana extravaganza. They didn't call it back then. There was no such word as Americana, 1988. So I met him. My company was involved in some of the production, so I met him. And, I will tell you that it was pretty much love at first sight. I mean, we very quickly recognized each other as kindred souls, you know, from sort of rural backgrounds, family is important, the music. And I think we were probably both a little lost and bewildered, each in our own lives when we met. And so, you know, like I always say, I don't think my mother was putting any bets on us.
I think bewildered is a line in Dear Abby, too, isn't it? Signed, bewildered.
That's right. Yeah.
Appropriately enough.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those sort of emotions weren't lost to either John or me in our lives. And I'll tell you, boy, am I bewildered right now. That's probably the best way to describe what it's been like for, you know, it'll be 3 months tomorrow.
And you were the first one who fell ill from COVID-19, correct?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. And in fact, you know, we got tested when we were both well. We had come back from Europe, and John has had some incredible doctors at Vanderbilt University Medical Center there in Nashville. And it was really just to say, look, we're looking out for everything concerning your health. And John did have COPD, and they thought maybe just have a COVID test just to be sure. And then as an afterthought said, maybe you should take one too, Fiona, because you guys are together all the time. And we were. So, we both got tested. My result came back first, and it was positive. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you might as well have told me I was pregnant. it was just such a shock. And it took several more days before I became ill, and I did become ill. It was, and I still have a little residual thing going on with my throat, which you might hear. It's really not an illness that you want to contract. If you can avoid it by wearing a mask, it's that simple. I would at all costs avoid it. I got ill. I had to quarantine away from John for 14 days, which was very, very difficult just to be away. We were never apart. And the day before I came out of quarantine, John started displaying symptoms. And they very quickly became more and more serious. Within 24 hours, I had to take him to Vanderbilt ER, and I had to leave him there. Of course, when you have a loved one in the hospital with COVID, you cannot be with them, which makes it very difficult. And we spent, when I say we, my boys and I spent 12 long days and nights waiting for various kinds of new, you know, reports, health reports. He's stable. He's getting a little worse. He was good overnight. Today, things are not so good. And it was a roller coaster. And after 12 days, on April 7th, he passed.
Fiona, what would you say to the world music community at a time like this and the outpouring that followed John's passing?
I would say, first of all, that I absolutely recognize how difficult this time has been for everyone. I mean, this is a worldwide pandemic. There is no human on the planet that hasn't been affected. But as far as the music community, I mean, it has been decimated. You know, our livelihood, John and I made our livelihood on the road. That's, you know, who sells records anymore? So I know that this has been a particularly tough time personally and financially, emotionally and health-wise for so many people in the community. And to see how they came together to support me and Jody and Jack and Tommy after John passed was just so, it was just so heartening. I mean, I think a lot of the people in our music community know that once you were within our reach, within the prime reach, you became family. You know, we recognized kindred spirits in each other, just as John and I had. And, you know, with all of our frailties and all of our issues and problems and difficulties, the music brought us together. And I'm forever grateful for the community. And I know it's still there. And I look forward to the day when we can all be together again. But please, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about today as I anticipate the 3-month anniversary tomorrow is, you know, I would say if you loved John Prine, if you love John Prine's music, if you are grateful for the legacy that he has left us, even if it's just for tomorrow, try a mask. Just put one on and say it's for John. And then maybe you'll find it's not so bad. And we can put this dang virus on the run so we can get back to doing what we need to do. What John would have wanted us to do is to get on with life and making music. I know, Bill, I know you must miss those live nights at the Opry and all of the shows that John and I would see you all over town. I mean, you know,
one of my favorite moments in the history of this show, which it's been 26 years of Coffee Country and Cody, was when John and I, along with Mac Wiseman, they had done that duets album or the duet uh-huh. album. And uh-huh. we did a morning show live at the Station Inn. And,
that's right.
And that is still a treasured moment in all my career, not just in yeah. WSM. Tell me about the recording of I Remember Everything, which was kind of a bonus, a surprise after John's passing that all yeah. his fans received. What was the circumstance?
Well, John had been in the process for probably, you know, 12, 14 months before he passed. He'd been in process of writing again. He was, of course, he had been thrilled with the response that the Tree of Forgiveness had received. And I think I know that he thought, well, gosh, there are people out there who really want to hear what I have to say. And so he was excited. He was writing. But I will always remember the evening he came home having just written I Remember Everything with Pat McLaughlin. And there was a different aspect about him that evening. And he sat at the table and he played it and we wept. You know, it was something so tender and in its own way final about that song. And then several months later, we'd had a little gathering at our home and he sang it for that small gathering. And Dave Cobb and Ledja and their sweet daughter, Emma Jo, were there that evening. And Dave said, that's as good as anything you've ever written. We need to get that down. Mm. And we sat up in our living room. We set a studio up a couple of days, maybe a week or so later, and we recorded it.
And people can find it. It's available through social media, or you can, there are many outlets for it.
It's difficult to miss. I will tell you that as far as Oh Boy Records, It has meant the world to us that people have supported this song. You know, fans have shared it online, and radio stations like your own have played it. People are actually paying for the song, which, you know, like I said, it's difficult times for everybody. And not that I'm in a bad position, but for our little record company, you know, everybody's feeling this, trying to help our artists make it through until we can get back out on the road. So, yes, the song is available. It charted at number one. I think that might have been a week or two ago now. But yeah. Thank you to everyone who has helped share that song. It's the last recorded song we have from John.
Fiona Prine, if you just joined us. And in closing, one of the things that brought us together was a recognition from his home state of Illinois, posthumous induction as Poet Laureate of the Land of Lincoln. When did you find out about that?
Oh, what a beautiful honor. A message came through to the office. As a matter of fact, I think someone sent me a message on Twitter. And of course, I've gotten a lot of messages. So we were absolutely thrilled, Bill. I mean, what an honor for John. John loved poets. He really did. I always remember the evening we met Seamus Heaney in Galway, and John was in awe. I would read poetry to John. He just has such a reverence. So to be called the Honorary Poet Laureate of Illinois, it's a wonderful accolade. And I know that all of his brothers, and certainly me and the boys, are just thrilled. I want to say thank you so much to Governor Pritzker for putting that together.
Fiona Prine, you are loved. I hope you feel that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I do. Thank you, Bill. I look forward to seeing you in better days, happier days.
You bet. Be well.
For sure.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattis. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.